You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. The Bearcat Jazz Band, that's spelled J-A-S-S for some reason, but there they are, Dick Ames' wonderful group, and we recorded that this year in Syracuse, and that's Oriental Strut. That was recorded March 4th. And they will be playing at the Canastota Public Library on the 22nd of this month. So if you want to you might want to see me, but if you want to see them, that's free. But it's worth it, you know, it's worth it to see me, really. It is. You may not get to see me again. They may, you know, may they get the white coats out and that's it. I get the straitjacket and they take me right off the stage. That's how it works. But it will have been fun, nonetheless. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and I endorse that highly this week. And we may not get there ourselves, but by all means, the Canastota Public Library, and I don't know how, maybe you can type that into Google. Don't type me into Google, because it won't work, but type that into Google, and you'll be able to find it. Or maybe you'll find Canastota on another planet. Here's Manazuka, by the way. Did I mention this? What this was? You know it's Radiola. Why should I keep telling you? And I don't even want to say who I am. Manazuka, 1921, playing his own composition on Regal. Vals Brillante. There's no I in there. There it is.
All my people like water, but they took it on the side. My Uncle Hezekiah, he used to go a bunch of times. Once he went into a tavern just to get a strong cigar and a loaded 40 schooner that was standing on the bar. Oh. When the paddle turn, I'm going damn. Lord, and I always yearn, damn again. Of all the dead days when I went clean off my dip and to come a steam of soak on the mud of his lips, I'm going to dance again. My old daddy was a whaler with a club or buggy whip, and my sister wore a sailor hat, a funner wedding dress. My old mammy knew that I would be a sailor, first of all, just because my hair was wavy and I never feared a squall. Once my brother threw a poker deck into the kitchen fire, because I said that he was cheating, or he was an awful liar. But I grabbed him and I stamped him till I had the blazing check. That's why I'm called the boy that stood upon the burn deck. Oh, when the whistle blows, no, then I always know I'm dancing again, you yammer. That I'd rather be on a steamy old ship than a simple steamer soak on the muddy Mississippi. I dance a whole lot all the time. Yeah, I'm gonna continue to dance, isn't it? See that music, buddy. Goodbye.
Emil Coleman's orchestra recording in Montreal in 1920 on a Canadian HMV Victor, Caravan with a K. And yes, that has sort of a Middle Eastern flair to it. A little bit of hummus there for you on the plate, and why not? Before that, Burt Williams, an early recording of his, which was reissued on Columbia, double-sided, and also on Aretino. And this is off the Aretino, which I transferred, 1906, The Mississippi Stoker. And there's Burt. He's good. Yes. Manizaka, Valse Brillante, or Valse Brillant, maybe. I don't know. See, I never took languages as a kid. Maybe I should have. I'm self-educated, which shows you you should never try to do this at home. 1921. And this is Radiola, and we're just, you know, we're just making it up as we go along, basically. We do what we can, but if it's convincing enough, there it is. Leo Reisman and his orchestra. Through. How can you say we're through? That's Louis Levin. That's what it says here. I think it was somebody else. He changed his name. Yes. That's from 1929, but through, exclamation point. How can you say we're through? I'm not through yet.
Hours we've been through, had happy hours too. I don't believe you mean to grieve me, ever leave me blue. The world would seem so blue, the way I've worshipped you. I never dreamed that we could part through. Oh, take me in your arms and love me as you used to do. Don't ever say we're through. Thank you.
a crystal-like moon. Think of an old Spanish tune. You're in Avalon Town, closing your eyes for a while. Picture a tropical isle, studded with flowers that smile. You're in Avalon Town, romance fingers through every hour. Romance beckons with all her power to you. Think of a old Captain Kidd, think of the chest that he hid. Dream that you've opened the lid. You're in Avalon Town.
Johnny Hamp's Kentucky Serenaders in 1928, late, I think it's early, very late 28, actually, right before 29, so that works out well. Roy Cropper, what wouldn't you give for a name like that, with Avalon Town. Before that, the Bostonians in 1927, Ernie Golden, Indian Butterfly, and I'm still trying to figure out where that works. There must be lyrics to that somewhere, but what that is an instrumental with some nice whistling. I don't know who the whistler is. I'll have to look that up, but there was a lot of whistling going on in that era, so we can't possibly dislike that at all. Leo Reisman and Louis Levin, and through, how can you say we're through? Was that Lou Conrad? Well, it was one of those Lous. I didn't know. There are a lot of Lous and Leos here. We'll just have to work our way through the mix. This is Radiola, and this is the only one I know of right now. I'm Andy Sr., and if anybody else wants to be me for a while, maybe I'll take a vacation. Or I'll take a vacillation, which is what I'm doing as we speak. In 1927, we have a set of harmonies here, so let's just go with the Harmony Brothers. The baritone here sounds like Jack Kaufman, and it probably is. Is She My Girlfriend? Howdy, ow, dow. And I don't know what that means, but sounds good.
Boy, ain't she sweet? See her coming down the street. No, I ask you very confidentially. Ask you very confidentially. Is she my girlfriend? Howdy, ow, dow, 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 dow. Hey, hey, I'm proud to say she is my girlfriend. Now I'm asking you, am I her boyfriend? Howdy, ow, dow, 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 dow. Well, well, your mama tell I am her boyfriend now.
Howdy, ow, oh,
I guess she likes me. I don't think I'm wrong.
Howdy, ow, oh,
it kind of strikes me that we'll get along. Is she my girlfriend? Howdy, ow, dow, 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 dow. She will, I say she is, and I'm her boyfriend now. Howdy, ow, dow, dow, that's how I feel today.
Hey.
Howdy, ow, dow, dow, I never felt so gay. Say, you should see, dee-dee-dee-dee, who fell for me. Dee-dee-dee-dee, wanna meet something sweet. Look who's coming down the street. Is she my girlfriend? Howdy, ow, dow. Yes, sir, you're looking at her. She is my little girlfriend now. Wow, am I her boyfriend? Howdy, ow, dow. Yes, ma'am, I surely am. I'm a little boyfriend now.
I think
she likes me. I don't think I'm wrong. You know, it kind of frightens me that we'll get along. Is she my girlfriend? Howdy, ow, dow. Hot mess, you're looking at the girlfriend's boyfriend now. Now. Howdy, ow, dow, dow. Prepare your rice and shoes. Howdy, ow, dow, dow. Did you hear the news? We've set the date.
Howdy, owdy, owdy, ow.
She ain't that great.
Howdy, owdy, owdy, ow.
The bells will ring in the spring. Walking down the aisle, I'll sing.
Perhaps I should have did. The moon was shining bright. It was the
The Asterites. That's actually Fred Rich and his Hotel Aster Orchestra. They weren't a group that had epistles written to them or anything, as far as I know, and nobody was writing to the Asterites or the... they might have been writing the Plebiscites. Ray Stilwell, and then I forget, 1926. Before that, the Manhattan Dancemakers, and that was either Ben Selvin or Nathan Glantz leading that group. I'm not sure. It isn't said whom in the discography, although that is definitely Arthur Hall singing Dawning, 1927. Before that, the Harmony Brothers, one of whom I believe is Jack Kaufman. Is she my girlfriend? Is she my girlfriend? We'll have to find out. 1927. This is Radiola. Is this Radiola? You bet it is, because no one else talks like this and gets away with it. And I'm not even sure I'm getting away with it. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm getting away with plenty. Jim Miller and Charlie Farrell in 1929. Not the song that came out later, not the Bing Crosby song, but I like this one. This is a good one. Blue Hawaii.
Those arms that held me tight forever keep calling to me, calling me. Dreaming of the blue skies, blue than the sea, blue Hawaii, blue Hawaii. I can see two blue eyes smiling just for me, blue Hawaii, blue Hawaii. Down there beside the blue lagoon, I used to ukulele tune. To a Honolulu, was like a Honolulu honeymoon. How my heart is yearning, I'm returning to blue Hawaii. I'm so blue for you, I'm so blue for you. Honolulu honeymoon, honeymoon. How my heart is yearning, I'm returning to blue Hawaii. I'm so blue for you, blue for you.
What on earth am I living for? got wings. When the bats fly low and night's in the sky and there's no one home but just me and I, I'm one of God's children who hasn't got wings. I just want a sweet accommodating and to have a sip of gin with. Then we'd start some loving, cause the gin would just be something to begin with. But I got no man to mess me around. I'm a poor lost mare, a paw in the ground. I'm one of God's children who hasn't got wings. I just want a sweet accommodating man that I can pass the time with. In my flat, a cat and a canary are the only men that I'm with. Cause I got no man to mess me around. I'm a paw lost mare, a paw in the ground. I'm one of God's children who hasn't got wings.
Thank you.
Gus Arenheim and his orchestra, Jimmy Newell singing Going to Heaven on a Mule, 1933. That's from a box set of LPs I have, Sweet Bands of the 30s. And that's a rather strange song. But as if to respond to the previous song off the Moan and Low Take 2 CD of Libby Holman, I'm One of God's Children Who Hasn't Got Wings, 1931. So if you're one of God's children who hasn't got wings, you can always go to heaven on a mule, or a similarly constructed animal, perhaps. Anything, a camel, perhaps. I don't know, something. Anything with... Anything with a seating arrangement you can manage. I mean, a large dog, perhaps. Jim Miller, Charlie Farrell, Blue Hawaii. Was it Bing or was it Elvis? I get those guys mixed up. 1929. But that was a different song. That was the 1929 Blue Hawaii. And this is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and I'm trying to decide on stuff and navigating through the canyons of misinformation. It's amazing what I can't find out, or if I find something out, it's wrong. I just keep getting corrections. I say, well, I looked that up. Well, it's wrong. So don't trust anything I say. I don't even know what I'm talking about. And but I do. But again, here's your disclaimer. Teddy Wilson on the Smithsonian LP that he was reissued of his wonderful stuff in 1937. Don't blame me. Thank you. Gene Krupa's Swing Band off another Victor LP. I have to dig into these LPs for some of this 30s stuff. Either that or I have to do some new transfers, which I will also do. I kind of like working with 78s much better than LPs because sometimes you get some odd rechanneling, maybe too much noise reduction, or it sounds rather strange. I like my own transfers a lot better than some other people's. And even though everybody was doing the best they could, I have to admit, I don't like echo because that's just too weird. But no, you don't need echo on stuff. Swing is here, 1936. Yes, and I was going to use a Bing Crosby thing this week. I thought about it, and I said, no, he sounds like he's singing in a bathroom. No, I can't do that. Not to you. Not to my listeners. No, I don't do that thing. Whatever it is. Teddy Wilson, don't blame me. That's how I say it anyway. 1937. You can blame me for things I'm actually guilty of, which I'm sure there's a list somewhere that somebody's been keeping. We do exactly what we can, no more and no less. And we just keep where this is midnight. Midnight in the Garden of Great and Lousy is what it is. And that's our those are what we're swinging between. And so I say I'm Andy Senior, the perpetrator of all this. This is Radiola. I want to thank you again. Here's Willard Robison, as you will. Walter Neff in 1926. Take in the sun, hang out the moon. So hang it out there. Thank you.